Let's face it, there's a lot of trash to...
making small talk, too much riding on that. And if you never ask, honey, there's nothing I can do to help you. One lung missing, scalloped into pieces. I backed over love with my back tires. I'd go dig through the mud just to find what she left me. Anything to ease the tangled knot of my
Right, that was a quick set of two debut singles, as far as I understand it. What you just heard was Demetrix with the song Face Paint. That is not off of anything. That is a standalone debut single called Face Paint. Demetrix is actually the pseudonym of Emma Lambiez. I don't know if I'm saying that properly or with way too much inflection, but I asked the internet how to pronounce that name, and it said Lambiez. So I'm saying it like the internet told me to say it, Lambiez. That is neither here nor there, because the name of the project is Demetrix. And man, that song was awesome. I am so excited for more. I was checking out their Instagram, which you can find linked in the show notes, and saw that they are recording even more downstairs from my studio. Very strange, but there was a post on there. It was like, I'm so fortunate to record with Omnicord Supply Company, a.k.a. Ross Collier, and Ross's studio is downstairs from the We Own This Town studio. Wow. Future Demetrix music being made right downstairs. Can't wait to hear it. Prior to that, at the top of our show was the debut single from Body Electric, a.k.a. Andy Bilheimer. That song, Plastic Arrows, is in the heaviest of rotations. I cannot say enough good things about that song. I can't wait for more. Whatever is pouring out of Body Electric is checking all the boxes for me. Very much into that. They're starting the show very strong. This is We Own This Town, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable tracks from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 376. I've already talked a ton at you, but I'm going to talk just a little bit more. First thing I'm going to tell you is this episode is brought to you by yawningcat.com. That is yawning, like you would normally spell it, and then cat with a K, yawningcat.com. Truth be told, this is a shop that I set up for ideas that just flow out of my weird head. So there's some strange designs on this site. I'm going to leave it at that. Just if your curiosity is piqued, go to yawningcat.com. That's cat with a K. Use code WOTT at checkout for $5 off your order. I'm not going to give you any description, but if you are a real Nashvillian, you might recognize a few things on there. All right, how's that for piquing curiosity? Feeling a little rusty today. It's been a minute since I've actually sat down and recorded, but we're going to get there. Those first two songs really gave me a lot of life, and so let's just jump into a set here. Three songs coming at you. Good hard rockin' vibes coming your way. This is Hydras with Cut Into Words.
Yeah. torso, fabric wraps an unseen throat. Immobile, I stare with mouth agape, an apparition unearthed thus speaks.
That was Caregiver with the track The Ursid and the Lagomorph. That song was released back in June of 2023. But as you may know, if you are a regular listener to the show, we're working on a backlog of music. Just getting through it. These songs may be out for a little while, but you know what? If you've never heard them, they're new to you. So that was a great track from Caregiver. Really love the absolute drama and delivery of that. Very cool. Prior to that was Electric Python with the track My Next Crime. A lot of notable names that make up the band Electric Python. Namely, Jeff Heim is the charismatic frontman, but honestly, everyone in the band, charismatic in their own way. Very enjoyable track there. I believe there's more on the way in the future, but you know, this had been in the backlog and I had to get it out of the queue. Had to get it out of there. You got to go see Electric Python live if you have not. It's always a good time. And at the top of that set was Hydras with the track Cut Into Words. I really don't know anything about Hydras, but I will say this. They have a small body of work right now, All of it is fantastic. I bought a 7-inch from them off of Bandcamp, and they sent me a second 7-inch just as a bonus. Fantastic. So happy to have both of those things. Building out the Nashville Music Library. Really happy with it, and I think you got to follow them. So click through in the show notes to follow Hydras and make sure that you listen to all the music that they're releasing and catch them live. I'm going to do my best to catch them live as well. Okay, let's jump into another set here. We're going to lighten the mood a little bit. Love Montage is going to whisk us away with Walk the Other Way off of Inglewood Shandy.
Shit, move it right along. Oh, so many times I wondered if I ever held you under, was I wrong? When we wasted half an hour Friday morning in the shower as the water runs, yeah. I get visions every
that I didn't need to. Don't you wanna try? Think about the first time. If I could do it all over, I would stay in that night. Call and ask you whether we could write breakup songs together to help me see the trajectory of my recovery. Forgive myself, or better yet, that my mental health would even put up a fight. Think about the next time I'm getting worried. I can't get it right since we've been apart. Getting out of bed is getting harder, and I can't see the trajectory of my recovery. Even if you would, that isn't how this goes.
was the Sirlings with the track Something on the Wing. I believe that is a standalone single. And you know what? I said I was going to play a poppier, more upbeat set. That song was definitely quite a bit darker, but there's something in the core of that song that's still pop about it. Something almost saccharine, deep, deep in the core, but just like drenched in dread. I won't call it Lynchian, but there was a really excellent dichotomy happening there. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Prior to that was the dreaded Laramie with the track Breakup Songs. That is also a standalone single. That was released in December of 2023. Honestly, in my most lazy music journalist mindset, I would say that they remind me of Letters to Cleo. Very upbeat, very pop, very catchy, good time. Something light about that, but if you're paying attention, a lot of clever things happening. Dreaded Laramie, keep your eyes on them. Click through in the show notes to hear more. And the top of our set was Love Montage with the track Walk the Other Way off of Inglewood Shandy. Truth be told, I think we may have played every track off of Inglewood Shandy at this point. We play a lot of Love Montage because I am delighted by the work of Love Montage. It is always nice to hear. The songs are so bright and fun, but they're just quite a bit of melancholy in there as well, if you're paying attention. And that is a combination that I can get down with. If you are not aware, Love Montage will be playing a show on March 26th over at The Underdog with Fetch Tiger and Page Boy. Fetch Tiger is from Brooklyn. Page Boy is from here. I've got Page Boy in the queue to play in the future. It's really good. Haven't heard Fetch Tiger yet, but two out of the three bands here I can endorse fully. And anybody that's playing a show with both of them is going to be a good time. So March 26th, get yourself on over to The Underdog and check out that show. It's going to be really good. All right, let's get into the last set of the show. It's kind of an interesting set here. I don't know how to prepare you for this, but just pay special attention to this next track from Belly Sauce. This is Hairball. Thank you.
Every time.
All right, that was Domestic Bliss, a.k.a. Lily Hyatt and Coley Henson performing together as Domestic Bliss. If you're picking up on context clues, husband and wife, Domestic Bliss. That is out on Watch It Burn Records. Great album. Definitely check it out. Top to bottom, a great one. I believe we have more queued up from this for future episodes. Prior to that was The Mad Gear with the track Toe Jam and Earl / Alien Breakdown. If you're not familiar with The Mad Gear, they play video game music, and they do it in a novel and interesting way. Lots of shredding guitars, lots of horns. Just kind of switch it up a little bit. They're not trying to recreate the music one-to-one from what you recall, if you're a big Toe Jam and Earl fan, but they're definitely giving you something new and interesting. This is their own Mad Gear twist on some absolute classics. And the very top of our set was Belly Sauce with the track Hairball off of Take in Small Doses. And I gotta tell you something, that was a lot of surprising tuba. If you weren't paying attention, that was surprising tuba. All of that is done with tuba. We have an experimental tuba band in Nashville, and it's really good. And I saw that they're playing live soon. I gotta see that. Go check out Take in Small Doses. You will not be disappointed. You might think to yourself, I don't want to hear an album of experimental tuba, but you do. You absolutely do. All right, everybody, that's it. That's our show. Thank you so much for listening. Check out yawningcat.com. That's cat with a K. Use code WOTT at checkout for $5 off your order. That is a site that I made. I'm being transparent about that. All that stuff on there that's real weird. You're like, what? What's that about? That's me. Those are things that I made. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really can't tell you how much I appreciate it. We've been working on this backlog for quite a while now, and I really don't see it ending soon. The backlog is all-consuming. So maybe we'll just drop the whole backlog thing because we're starting to mix the new with the old. And you know what? At some point, I gotta embrace my own adage that if it's new to you, it's new. It doesn't matter when it was released. It doesn't matter if it's been sitting in my downloads folder for 7 months. No one cares. Anyway, find us on the internet at WeOwnThisTown on Instagram. WeOwnThisTown.net is our website. I'm so happy that you joined me. That's it. Take care of yourselves. I'll talk at you later. Bye.
46-5396 for Busy Bee Plumbing.